Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a team that's dangerous. That's a team that you don't want to play right now, especially with Joe Burrow at the helm. A team that, yes, they might be out of contention, but they're there to bust brackets, have nothing to lose, man. So what you do is you hunker down, understand what you're walking into, which is a Cincinnati team that's given this team in the past a little bit of trouble. If this team can get Shaq Thompson on the field as much as possible, but implement him, man, he was flying off the screen. He was thumping, dude.
That is Mitch Morse, former Bills center. Bills and Bengals Sunday at 1. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here at 803-0550, talking about Cincinnati, or more so far today, New England, I'd have to admit. Which team should we be talking about more, the Bengals or the Patriots? Are the Patriots different for you than the Broncos?
I'm more worried about the Patriots than I am the Broncos.
You think they're better?
Yeah. I don't think the defense is, you know, anywhere near what Denver has. But to me, the quarterback is so much better. I think Knicks, they've won a lot. They'll probably continue to win a lot. Peyton's, you know, offensive genius, whatever. Like, push comes to shove, I think Knicks is going to hold them back. And I think May is almost at sky's the limit. I mean, he's not an incredible individual playmaker. You said this earlier. Like, he's not quite Allen, but he makes all the throws. I mean, he's on the money, these shots down the field, dropping in the bucket. Like, he's money. And I do feel like he's got the sort of Josh, the guys are with me, they want to ride with me kind of vibe. Forever, how much that is worth. I'm more worried about New England in the big scheme of things than I am Denver. Yes. It's not just because they're in the AFC East. I think because, you know, they're more in my kitchen and we're going to see them twice every year. I think if they were leading the AFC West with an 11-2 record, and Denver was our problem in the division, I think I would still say New England's the team that I'm more scared of.
Yep, I think I agree with that. Going to Denver is a different deal, and the Bills and Patriots are going to be, and they already are, familiar with each other on a different level. It might not be, well, who knows? I mean, the Bills are very likely at this point a wild card team. They could still finish first. They could still miss out. But very likely they're going somewhere in the first round. We're getting close to a point where we're going to want to, like, rank those possibilities.
Right.
One of them will be New England or Denver, because they can't both have the bye. AFC South winner, Baltimore, or I guess Pittsburgh or Cincinnati, even possibly from the AFC North. Somebody. AFC South could be one of three teams. So,
right.
A lot of different possibilities, but that's what it looks like now. Still, you know, lots of time to go. Here is Jamie with us. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling us.
Good. Bulldog, I wanted to thank you. when we had that issue with the 13 seconds, you got me through three or four days that were really rough, and I was feeling your pain, buddy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I was there for you.
Okay. The question I have, I've been watching the Bills. I'm 66. I've been watching the Bills since the TV was black and white and fuzzy. My understanding of the playoff is the higher seed you have in the playoff, the better team you have, or the higher ranking you get mm-hmm. more choices. Correct?
Well, you win a division, you play at home. Yeah.
Right. The question I have is there are four teams out of the seven right now that are 8-4. One of them is the Bills. The Jaguars are 79% predicting to get to the playoffs. The Chargers are 61, the Colts are 72, and Bills in seventh place is 90%. Why are the probabilities all over the place? I don't understand.
Who you play, and probably in most of these metrics, there'd be that under consideration. The Chargers have a tough schedule. The Bills have less tough of a schedule, home and away. Also, like your chances of winning the division. A team like the Ravens at 6-6 would have a better chance than maybe a team at 7-5 on the outside or something like that.
Right. Jacksonville mm-hmm. is in first place, but they're tied with the second place team, Indianapolis, record wise, and there's a third team in the mix that also could win the division or get a wild card, and that could push Jacksonville out. I think that might explain why their odds. There's a second team in the division that could be a problem for either playoff position, a division win or the wild card, whereas the Bills are just dealing with one team in their division. So there's not as much of a problem there.
Your point differential probably would matter, like what you've done.
Right. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Sure.
You cleared up my muddy waters. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Where was I during 13 seconds? Did I not exude the same sense of calmness?
I don't know.
The opposite?
I don't know. You're not as sympathetic as me. I don't know. I'm not sure what happened.
Is that what
there.
It was? Was it more like you were calm during those times or irate?
I don't remember. I just don't remember. I just remember feeling, Luke, we're never going to be not talking about this.
There is, yeah. Right?
Right. That's
so far, you're right.
We're never going to stop.
Just came up again.
Until they win, we're going to come up all the time.
Yeah, there's only so many hours in a show, and in a week, and a month, and a year. I remember saying this during the Breer Drury Sabres peak, when they would play a playoff game every other night. And instead of having like one day to react to last night's game 6 of some series, mm-hmm. I wanted a week to do that. There needed to be more time, not for them, but for us to
right.
kind of like reflect and process and, you know, enjoy or, you know, the opposite. Then there was. It's still only one day. You still just, the next day is one day. And right after that game, it's so raw. Like, what just happened? Is this going to be relived forever? Yes, it's 5 years later or yeah. 4 years later, and it is. And like we've all said it, if they win, it won't be, because then it'll just be like an asterisk or something.
Right.
But it is the moment in this era where they came the closest to breaking through, even though it was the second round and not the third round. And because of that, it's like still, well, it's still even raw, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's obviously
yep.
something we remember very well. But there should be more time to like, okay, this just happened. We're going to be on for 700 hours instead of two today.
So we can wrap it up and put
it,
and then we're done. But then we're done with it.
It deserves 700 hours. Maybe by now it's been at least that.
Yeah, probably.
Do you know what I mean? Like, not every game, obviously, is of the same importance, and yet our shows are the same length.
Yeah.
What do you think of that big point, that profound observation?
I need, I'm trying to think of a good amount of time to sit with it. Maybe like 700 hours.
Yeah. Was there a Sabres game the next night? And we had to stop talking about 13 seconds because the Sabres were in St. Louis. And who's in the lineup and who's in goal. Just, you know how weird that is?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't. Yeah, I mean, I know we talked a lot about it. I don't remember. You know, maybe the guy's even referencing there was a pocket in an off season one, like months after that game, where you were away. I know I was still in the attic, and I just sort of one day. Just sort of stumbled in. I didn't really have a mind to like, oh, let's take 13 seconds out for a spin, right? I just sort of said something and another thing and maybe somebody called and it just turned into a thing that I ended up doing for like 2 days, which was like the drought versus 13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Seconds, right? Like, which hurts more, which is more painful? And maybe the caller's even referring to that because mm-hmm. that was just me, and it still kind of blew my mind what the things that some people were feeling and saying even then. It was still pretty raw, I think. That still is. It still is, I think.
Yep. The game in New England next Sunday is not moving. It might have seemed for much of the season that that would be a flex candidate, but I read today that it would not be moved.
The deadline to move it has passed.
So 1 o'clock this week and then 1 o'clock next week. And the week after that, Cleveland. They're not moving that game.
I don't think they'll move that game.
Bills at Browns?
No, probably not. And then the Eagle game is already at 4:25, and then the finale is TBD, just like the whole league.
The caller's talking about percentages. We played around with them a little bit on ADP Chasing this morning, which you can watch on YouTube if you care to. And we used ESPN Analytics. He wanted to know why the percentages are different for teams that have the same record. And there are other things even beyond what I mentioned. I mean, it can be tiebreaker stuff, mm-hmm. just a lot of things. But on this graphic Zach Lenars built for us that we use, I'm looking at it now, Bills 90%, that's the number the caller used, 90% to make it, 6% for the bye. That's not even just the division, that's the one. But the team atop the division right now is the one, Patriots.
Right.
So I don't have a division odds percentage here, but it wouldn't be great. Very likely wild card, as we have talked about, as we all know. Still, though, maybe want to get back to this. BetMGM, if you watched BetSweats today, they showed the Super Bowl odds, and the Bills remain the shortest odds in the AFC. If I were a Patriots fan, this would annoy me. I don't think I would be confused by it, but it would annoy me.
Yeah,
I've got 11-2 here. I've got the MVP favorite. I beat you on the road. I deserve to be above you in the Super Bowl odds. They're not, though. I mean, it's just the experience and the ceiling the Bills have.
Well, beating Pittsburgh changed that because last week they were like eighth overall. I don't know where they stood in the conference, but they were like plus 1,800. New England was plus 1,900, I think, last week.
Again, okay.
Last Monday, I know I was alone, and I was looking at that. And there had to be at least a couple of AFC teams ahead of them that if they were eighth. There weren't seven NFC teams ahead of the Bills. But that it changed, you know, a performance like Sunday solidifies their chances of getting in, period, and, you know, maybe style points, whatever. So their odds improved with one win over Pittsburgh.
I think today was Bills plus 1,000, Patriots plus 1,100.
Okay, so they're still separated, the same gap.
Rams plus 450, then second might have been Seattle plus 850. Big gap there for a team in the Rams that just lost. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.